Welcome to the Some of You Show. This is Anna.
This is Liz. Hi, baby girl.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, we are sending good thoughts to Elisa, who's listening in right now. And apparently, our dear loved one lost her voice.
Yes, she is speechless.
And interesting because we did a show. The last time we did the show, we even talked at length before. But there's a lot of upheaval going on. I think it's all very positive. We have to go through embrace opportunities that kind of force us to reflect, to be with our own thoughts, whatever that may play out to be. And that's just something that just has to take its course. And usually it's not more than a handful of days. And hopefully that's all that is. I don't know what the circumstances are. She texted, was it early this morning? I don't even remember. I've been up since really early.
Oh, and she hasn't had her voice for a couple of days now. I was there yesterday. I made a couple of phone calls for her because she couldn't speak. And
oh, Lord.
I came in two nights ago, uh-huh, and she wasn't speaking. So we had a whispered conversation. It's so funny because we're sitting there and she's whispering, and I'm feeling like I need to whisper back.
Right.
She's laughing at me. I'm like, anyway, so I'm with you. I think there's a lot of stuff that sometimes you have to be introspective, so you'd have to take a moment for yourself. And
yep.
Lisa, that's what you're doing, and she knows that.
Of course she does.
She very much knows that. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on down here in Georgia, you know, nature-wise, that can cause a person some issue with sinuses and everything.
Sure.
And so sometimes that happens.
Shift of seasons.
So,
she also has a birthday around the corner. So it's just lots of energy. Mercury is, I think it's still in retrograde, allegedly. I think we're still, like, at the tail end. I don't even keep track because I always say every day is retrograde. So it's just, like, keep it moving.
Yeah. I want to do a shout-out. My son is 13 today. And
Jaden, happy birthday. Oh, my God. Welcome to the land of teenagerdom. Your New York cousin Jeremiah welcomes you as the ambassador.
Yeah, I got to spend the evening with them last. Actually, I'm sitting on the patio of their place. I got to spend last night with Jaden and Lily, and we had dinner and played video games and had transformer conversation. It could be
all
transformational, but it was transformer conversation.
Yep.
He was
educating
me in the ways
the world of transformers.
The world of transformers. Yeah. So I got a good little lesson last night. Hope there's not a test. That's all I can say.
No. Those things, I don't even, I look at that and I'm like, it's a truck, it's a plane, it's a person, it's a this, it's a robot. So I'm like, okay, leave me alone.
It's
it do the laundry and cook dinner? Then I'm not interested. Then keep that damn thing away from me.
Yeah. But, so we're taking them to Chattanooga for a couple of days. That's one of his favorite places. So Chattanooga, Tennessee, which you got to go to a little excursion.
I got to
when you
go
were here.
Had the best grits I ever had in my life.
In Chattanooga.
In Chattanooga. Yeah. I'd like to explore more of Tennessee. That was like my own. That was like a drive-through. But really would love to see like Memphis or Nashville or any of those cool places. But Chattanooga is so close to you guys. It's just, boom, it's right there.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours. Like 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah, we had a
I'm excited.
Lovely adventure when we went.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
And, that's great. So you're going to go for a few days today after the show?
Yeah, we're going to go. Everybody's still sleeping here. So I'm out on the balcony and it's nice. And I don't know if you can hear the birds in the background, but it's so beautiful out here. Yeah, nature. Hello, nature. Nature in traffic.
Nature.
I can hear the distance of the highway. Yeah, so After everybody gets up and gets going, I think we're going to head out around noon and then head up to Chattanooga and play around there. I grabbed us an Airbnb for a couple of nights.
Nice.
So the family can be comfy and we can explore. I think we're going to Lookout Mountain, Ruby Falls, and just, you know, it's just exploring that area. It's been a while. The kids went, Jaden probably remembers a little. Lily probably doesn't remember anything. So it's been a minute since we've been up there, and this is actually the first family outing that the four of us have gone on since the split. So
I'm impressed.
It's interesting. Yeah.
I'm impressed. No, I am impressed AF. I give the four of you a lot of credit as a unit. I am so impressed because sadly I'm just not there. Don't know if I could ever be there in terms of there's no bitterness. There's no anything. I am taking full responsibility for the choices that I made. I've never owned anything like I've owned, especially in recent months, that I'm really owning all of this in terms of my responsibility. And the sad news is in order to feel functional as a family unit, meaning my household, it breaks my heart, but I don't think I can have any communication.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
That's okay. It's a varying degree. I think you also do allow a relationship. He has a relationship with your kids. That's exclusively his.
That's right.
And that's fine. Right now, I'm not being allowed that exclusivity with my kids. So in order
for
me to do something. It has to be within the boundaries. Like last night I had them for dinner and hanging out, and yet I had to basically announce where I was going, what I was doing, was anybody with me, that kind of thing. The four of us are so it's fine. There's still a little bit of unease, I think, but it's like we've got, for me, the ability to be with the children.
It's worth it.
An elongated period of time.
It is worth it. It is absolutely worth it. But that's how interesting and what's great, listeners, is that Anna and I promise we did not plan this. But Anna and I went through very concurrent dissolutions of our relationships literally exactly at the same time. We didn't even know it at first. She went undercover for a minute. We did not even know it. So what's so helpful is that we can share different perspectives. And so there's the trade-off, there's caveats, there's all of that.
Yeah.
And yes, my children, and I support that they have a separate relationship with their father. And there's a term that I learned, which makes so much sense, that what we're doing is called parallel parenting. Where kids do parallel play, where they're playing in the same space, but they're not interacting with each other. Well, that makes sense. Parallel parenting is that you do your thing, I'm doing my thing, and the kids are of their own minds to make choices, and I'm doing my best to manage and do what I feel is best for them to the degree that I'm able to provide that as best as I can.
And and everything is different. Like you've got a different, like Jeremiah, I feel like he's 13, and yes, he's been given I feel like you've given him a little more freedom his, you know, going out and who he's with. And then of course he has friends and he has people that he associates with. So you make sure that is a continual thing in his life, where these guys are homeschooled, they're home all the time. And Jaden has some friends that he either chats with or texts with, or sometimes they do play dates and stuff. Lily, not so much. I'm not sure where that is. One of the things that, you know, for me, it's sociability of these kids. It's been a real thought issue for me. So my thing is, you know, one step at a time. You've got to do one step at a time within the parameters that you have. And so when I feel like when the kids are old enough, to me, Jaden's old enough to make those decisions now. Lily's still not, she's nine.
No.
And yet
right.
Lily's got, has that maturity of,
she's a genius,
kind of
that one. That one, she's a unicorn.
So, yeah,
please.
They're both amazing. Yeah, mm-hmm. amazing. And so I love the fact that when we are together and we spend that time together, that it's real quality and it's really excellent. And I love it. And yes, would I love to have more time with them? Sure. Would I love to take them with me when I go see my dad? My dad last night, we did FaceTime him and he got to see them. And he was like, oh my God.
He must be losing his mind to see how much they've grown. Right?
Yeah. Well, he's anytime I have an opportunity to share them with him, because he asks about them all the time.
Oh,
and
it's so important.
That's been a constant. Like, my whole family, we had a family meeting, I think a week ago or so, at Elisa's and Auntie Lumpia's. And, you know, I call them our elders, my elders, my aunts and uncles and great uncle and aunt were there. You know, they were my cousins, some of my cousins were there. And so it was more of a meeting of the elders than anything in our family. And they were all asking, you know, where are the kids? You know, we haven't seen the kids in over a year. And I don't want to, how do I explain the situation?
It's very hard to explain. Yeah.
But it took me a minute too, because I really pointed the finger at myself and said, you know, what did you do? What's the issue here? And my goal now is to be transparent. How can I be transparent and live in this world and really help people understand that it's kindness, compassion, love, joy, patience. It's been a big deal. I've been patient.
Huge.
You know, somebody doesn't feel that they can trust me. And that does, bothered me. It really bothers me because I feel like I'm that person, you know? So I think when we understand, and this is stuff that, you know, I feel like I'm trying to show people constantly, is it's all perspective. We all have
a
perspective.
That's right.
And then we all have choice. And so
does
everything that happens, is it going to affect my relationship with my kids? Not to as much as I can help it, no. Am I now having conversations with my ex that are meaningful conversations? Little bits by bits. And I think I'm appreciating the kind of the full circle that's coming back around.
I have to tell you, it's progress,
and
that you're noticing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm noticing a shift, and I appreciate and I acknowledge that shift. And so I think that's you and I have kind of talked offline, and that dynamic, there's a little bit, there's a lot different in the two people. so it's not easy when you've got someone who doesn't understand their growth in the whole situation, and it doesn't understand their stuff in the situation, you know, and doesn't understand that.
Right.
So to me, in the beginning, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, law of attraction. You know, law of attraction. How is this happening? You know, and then you have to step back and say, wait, the universe brings you what you need for your highest and greatest good, and that could very well be a divorce. And you,
yes, and who
you know,
wants that? But that absolutely nobody wants it. Trust me,
nobody.
If you cannot do it, please, people, don't do it. Do not do it. But I totally agree with you. It is perspective. And if you're able to come out of the other side of it, which I feel it's really just within the week, I think doing your money game has helped shift the energy and focusing. And I've been saying this a lot because of your influence with everything, of I'm just focusing on the gratitude I have for what I have, and that my children are alive and healthy. And it's interesting because I was always against homeschooling. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
My son is homeschooled right now because he was so much at risk because that socialization in the school was very toxic. But the socialization outside of school, and most of it takes place in my house because the kids like to hang out here, thank you, God. And I'm thrilled about that.
And you're there.
And I'm home. And also, we love the tracking device on the phone. And that's a rule. You only have a phone if I have the tracking device. And I get the calls. I'm going to be home soon. Mm-hmm. This is where I'm at. I love you. And so to see the progress I'm seeing progress where I can tell everybody, yes, he passed. We got his, you know how you get the report from the homeschooling place? And in New York, it's very, very, very strict. It's the strictest state out of all 50. I'm like, yeah, thanks. So I literally have to physically hand in the progress report. It's a quarterly report and his grades. And every quarter, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I hope they don't take him away because I'm a bad parent because he's failing and I don't know. And, you know, the paranoia. I was so proud of him. He passed everything. I'm like, I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you did it. He had that smirk on his face. I don't know how you did it, but I could faint right now. I'm so happy. So progress, even it might appear differently, but progress, like the fact that you guys are going on a family trip, I don't think that that's going to ever be in the cards for me. But then again, I'm not keeping my kids from having a private relationship. That it's none of my business. It's none of my business to relate if they want to make it my business or they want to share anything with me. But I don't even ask, what did you do, what you did. I don't, nope. That's their business. And out of respect for their father, you know, that's their father. I have to trust that. My God. Yeah.
Well, you know, and I think that, and that's why, you know, I'm doing a lot of things that I'm doing. You know, I created that game. There's a couple other things that I'm doing that haven't been launched yet. And I think a lot of all of that stems from all of that, of all the, what I call the crazy, you know, all the stuff that came out because we all have to come out of the other side of something. You know, it's a constant journey. Some of us are going through our journey and it could be, you know, sunshine and roses and then a little bit of rain. I get that. Some people have that in their life and that's fantastic. Some people choose to ignore what's I look at it as, you know, the universe is, when you've got a big thing that you have to do, in your eyes, the big thing that you have to do, because I'm here for some reason, you know, there's a purpose. And that purpose for me is sharing the information that only is coming from me, but also from, you know, my higher self or coming through stuff that I'm reading and going, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how I build the money game. It just happens.
You're just,
and
the
it's not that I have any more or less information than anybody else. I'm just being pointed in a direction.
That's
and I
right.
think that's the interesting
that's
part of it because
that's
I'm
it.
Allowing myself to be guided. And
being
I think
a channel
to
for this
me,
material.
Being, yeah, and it's a guy. It's being guided to the research, the scientific stuff, the non-scientific stuff, the conversations that I'm having. You know, last week, I think almost on a daily basis, I was having the most amazing spiritual conversations. I met so many people that are on this same path, obviously, you know, you start connecting with all these people who are on this journey. And so I'm so fascinated by it. And yet, and again, you know, being who we are, it's all about being an example for your kids and how you treat other people and how you, just in conversation, how you can be attentive, just how you can just be present in the now with whatever is going on, disregarding what happened yesterday or thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow.
That's right.
Like today, I just kept saying, you know, I'm just so excited about this possibility. I don't know. I'm guessing he's going to enjoy himself. That's up to him. He's already, like yesterday, last night, oh my gosh, the kid, he just kept smiling and kept smiling.
Well,
and at some point, I was holding his hand.
You make
and
him
I was
smile.
Just, well, I don't know if that's just me or his true. I feel like it's his true nature. I haven't seen him smile so much, and just at some point
because he's happy.
I
listen,
feel like every.
I co-host a show that's founded by this. Okay, some you know, maybe I know a thing or two about energy. You make him smile. You make him smile. Take credit for that.
The more
not credit for it, but
the
take ownership. Please take ownership. Take ownership.
And
it's
I would
beautiful.
Hope that it would be, positive. My thing is that people can make us be happy, sad, and, you know, they can help us with our emotions. And yet, for me, it's about showing them that you take ownership of that happiness and you move
that's
that right. through every aspect
that's
of
right.
your life, not just when
he's so joyful
a
to be with
you. In front of you.
So joyful.
Yeah.
It's like your mother is like, can you please tell this baby girl? Can you please just seriously, you take that in. Take
yeah.
that in, because there was
yeah.
nothing, there was nothing that was broken that you had to fix, and you didn't fail at anything. Not that you think that, but maybe unconsciously that's something that's buried, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, I went through the same thing because apparently I broke up a family. Thank you. And that took close to 2 years to emerge out of, and I'm talking like
yeah.
March 2019, I'm just emerging out of that.
Right.
Where I'm taking
well, that,
my time.
Yeah. And that's
take
a huge
time.
Paradigm shift too. That's
it
a huge
is,
paradigm
darling.
Shift of
yes.
of family, because family was so ingrained in me and the,
right.
the definition of what that meant. And
right.
so that's really helped me step back and say, okay, what is the definition of family, and what does a family have to look a specific way or be a specific way? And I think
nope.
That's a huge thing too, because it's you can be, like I say, we're taking a family trip, and it's like, I still consider
beautiful
her my family, you
well,
know,
of course.
Because we, you know, you spend
you
all this
children.
Time together and so, yeah. And so, and then I have this, the, all these other people, actually I just had this, somebody was saying something about their family and the family dynamics. And so they've had some, you know, people pass away and stuff. And so it changed the family dynamics. And I thought it interesting when, it, you know, it was like her aha moment of, you know, your family isn't just the people that you, you know, you're born with. If you say you come in as a twin, I mean, you have that and something happens to your twin, then, you know, it's, yes, it's devastating. It can be devastating. It's, and at the same time, it's like you're not so caught up in that it takes you down too, I guess. And that's the difference, is like really expressing how you have other people in your life who might not be quote unquote blood related. I mean, and if you think about it too, like my kids technically aren't biologically, I don't know that, but they aren't biologically related to me.
Well, it is
they're
my son.
Energetically. They're energetic.
Exactly.
Yes, they're energetically
right.
related to you, and they are your children. And I think that's been the biggest thing for me is, you know, I never, it's like my thought has never differentiated from that. And I'll tell you, my family's thought has never differentiated from that. They're my kids. They've known them as my kids. And, you know, they were Stephanie and Anna's kids. I mean, this is them. So that's been the thing, I think, that really sort of, if you will, shredded me a little bit, was being told that I was not a parent and that I was not. It was, you know, I had no connection. And so I think that was just, to me, harsh. And I know people say things when they're in a heated discussion that hurt. But you can't take those things back. So if you are listening and you are having some stuff going on in your relationship, whatever relationship, it could be an intimate relationship or a relationship with your parents or your kids or whatever, this is an opportunity to shift it or let it go. Those are the two for me, because if you can't shift it, if the other person's not willing to shift, like, you know, Liz, I know in your case right now, he's just not willing to shift. And so until they're willing to shift, you have to say,
right.
I have to let go.
I totally let it go, and I own my stuff. That's it.
Yes, you own your stuff. They and they can or cannot own theirs. It's up to them.
I can't do anything about it. Right.
You can't do anything about it.
Nope.
So the idea is, if you, to me though, I know, like, and you and I talked about this earlier, is when you are in relationship and you are present in that relationship, when things are starting to go, you know, left or right or in a direction that doesn't feel so good, when you can acknowledge that in the present and say, you know, what's our solution in this? And I think that's a big thing that a lot of people don't do. You get caught up in the day-to-day, if you will.
Right.
And it's almost
yep.
like you're hypnotized. And I think that's why, you know, I like doing this game, because it's like, come right here, be present right now. Like, let's do this right now. Like, be focused. And a lot of people are still, you know, even though there's some people playing the game that still aren't getting that. They're, you know, they're overriding the game, if you will. And so I'll bring them back and say, well, if you go to, you know, I think somebody, you know, you're not on the Book of Faith, but last night
no,
somebody posted
I ain't no
something
Facebook.
On.
No, girl.
The, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody had posted it, because we have a private group.
Sure, sure,
somebody
sure.
posted, tell me about this. And I said, well, if you're actually playing it, go to your very first email and it explains to you what you just asked me. I said, you know, I'm not being not nice about it. I'm just saying, if you are playing, because some people want the answers and they don't want to do the work.
No.
So the thing is like when somebody's offering you this and you're ready to line up for it, yeah, you're going to get what you need out of it. You know, take what you like and leave the rest. I mean, some people like just playing, writing the checks and playing that way. And some people like reading the stuff and not writing the checks. Some people are just, they're not doing anything. They're just coming into their, but I don't know. So, but when people start posting things and the information is in the information I'm giving you, to me, it's like, you're not playing. You're just, you know, kind of trying to skim the top, you know. But
right.
What I'm saying
is, play is the key word.
If play, and I'm not talking just about my game, though. This is about life.
But being
play
playful in life, that's
and
the,
when
that's
it,
the whole thing.
Playful and right. Play in life. And when you've got, you know, if you've got a parent or a child or a significant other or friends and you've got something's rubbing up against it, if there's some not feeling good thing with that, you know, find solution for that. And that can solution can be,
yeah.
You know, a friend, I love you, you're a great person, and I love the time we spend with each other, and I feel like I have some stuff that's coming up around us, and I would like to either talk about it or just, you know, let it go because this is what's bothering me. How many people
right.
actually say what's bothering them? But most people get heated in that, and the ideas
right.
don't get heated in that. Like, be an observer
right.
and say, this is what I'm observing, and I love you, and I want to, and this is, I'm just telling you because this has just been going on, and because this is what happens in relationships. We get complacent, and we start doing our thing, and we kind of put blinders on, and we ignore everything else that's going on around us. Or, you know, with kids, especially when the kids are younger, I feel like, and this, I think this is with almost everybody that has kids and doesn't have a nanny, right? So,
oh, girl.
If you've got kids, you're focused on them. You're focused on their well-being, whether they're going to cross the road, you know.
Everything.
Get to the other side, everything. So I think a lot of parents get lost in their children, and I understand
mm-hmm.
that.
Yep.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like, I remember sitting and waiting, you know, it's like, well, it's going to be another, you know, 18 years before I get to go on a date, you know, and, you know, just in my head joking
yep.
around about that, but it's
yep.
so true because
yep.
every
you're
time you want to do something, you know, yes, you're in for life. It's
in
an investment.
Life.
And
right.
so I think that's so important for people to understand is recognizing if it's a situation. Is it an opportunity? Is it an
right.
opportunity for growth in a relationship when something's
right.
going on and it's like, you know, I have a cousin who's married, has two kids. They, four of them, live with his mother. Okay, so this, and I'm just telling you this because this is a conversation I've had with my aunt because she comes over and she's like, you know, the wife doesn't allow her to spend a huge quantity. I mean, they're living in her house and the kids are still sequestered away from her. Only
Ooh.
One of them will break free and run into her room or something like that. This is her house. And so she's got all these really interesting dynamics going on in her house. And she and I are talking and I said,
wow.
I said, well, her son, supposedly has a great job. And I said, I have a question. Why doesn't he, you know, go buy his own house? And, you know, I'm just asking. And
yeah.
she just looks at me and she's like, she goes, well, this is how she says, she goes, I'm afraid that if they move out, I will never see my grandchildren.
Whoa.
And I said, oh, okay.
That's reason
and
enough.
She said,
wow.
That's reason enough. And for
yeah.
her, it's reason enough to keep them in that house. And so, and there are other things that, you know, obviously it's more between the daughter-in-law and the mother and my aunt. So it's this dynamic that's going on. The last time we sat down, I said, you know, this is about choice. And I said, you're willing to be so uncomfortable in your own home. Actually, you're
wow.
willing, you're like looking to possibly even, you know, do something like build another tiny house next to your own home so that you can go
wow.
live in it. But this is
wow.
your son who lives in your home with his wife and kids. And I said, so do you see how this is choice? You are
yeah.
choosing
yep.
to allow this to happen to you. So you don't stop complaining. I said, what are some things that you can appreciate? I said, let's turn it around
what
again.
What
are some things that you
yes.
can
look at what
you
have.
Yes. What do you have?
Yes.
Right,
mm-hmm.
what's going on? So, so anyway, we, you know, it's a softening. So it's easy. And she, of course she loves, you know, hanging out and talking to me too. But I just noticed, I looked at, oh, I just, we just had a caller and then they dropped. I'm sorry. Somebody raised their hand. So if you are online and you want to get on the air, definitely push one and we'll get you on the air. I apologize. I wasn't looking. So, yeah, so it's softening that for yourself. It's so huge to soften it for yourself, because
yes.
if you're going to constantly walk into your house and all you see is, you know, they're not taking care of this and
yep.
I don't even get to see my, you know, and on and on and on. And it's like, then that's what you're holding in your experience in your now. And so
yep.
this is huge. Okay. So this is what I'm trying to get people to understand, especially in the money game, is
mm-hmm.
you have a story.
Yep.
And everything that shows up for you, and I'm going to tell it this way, everything that shows up for you supports your story.
Right.
So when you see something, you're not seeing it. You're actually filtering out that which does not support your story. So
right.
as you go along in life, your brain, and go, because as you get into this money game, I don't know where you're at, but I think
I'm right with you. Yeah, the brain chemistry,
okay,
all of that.
So
I'm like a day behind, but I'm
chemistry.
Right with you. Yeah.
Right. Right. So when we start looking at the brain chemistry and understanding that we are not seeing exactly what we're looking at, we're actually filtering out everything else that does not support our story.
Right.
And
right.
support our belief, our truth, what we feel like is our truth. And what happens is we're so programmed from day one. We start becoming programmed from, it could be mom, dad, grandparents, any of these older folks who tell you the story, a story, each of them has something to tell you and tell you that this is the gospel, right? And
that's
the
right.
deal with that is they didn't get together to tell you one story. They're telling you individual certain stories. So
that's right. That's right.
If grandpa says, you know, I love the color blue, it should be your favorite color too. And then grandma says, I like the color orange, that should be your favorite color too. How tug of war-ish is that? So
well,
we have a lot
uh-huh.
of tug of war, I call it tug of war, going on inside of us. And
right.
so when you're with grandpa, you will probably see the color blue more and it will support your story. If you're
right.
with grandma, you'll see the color orange some more because you're with her and it'll support both of your stories.
Right.
So to me, that's like the weirdest, funnest aha ever, because that's
yes.
how we create.
That's
we
right.
We create by filtering. And so we are so powerful. And if you don't believe you're powerful, who's breathing you right now? Who's pumping your blood right now?
That's right.
You're not
that's
even
right.
thinking. You're not even thinking about it. And I think that's so huge. It's like we go day to day and we do all these
yep.
magnificent things. We don't give ourselves credit for it. So there are people that go through this life. Your story is absolutely supported. You put one foot in front of the other, there's going to be floor underneath it. In most cases, there's going to be floor, carpet, hardwood, pavement, anything in front of it, because you know, you in your heart of hearts, something's going to be there to support that left foot, then the right foot, then the left foot. That's called walking. And it grows and expands from there only in the sense that you're aware.
Right.
Okay. There really isn't. I'm like, there really isn't any growth and expansion. It's only awareness. Okay, I said that out loud. You become more
it's
aware.
True.
You're
that's right.
Aware,
of what's always
aware,
there. You're
aware,
just remembering.
Aware.
It's very interesting that you
yeah.
say exactly what you're saying. I was speaking to a writer, and everything you're saying about story is so true. The way that he put it is that I have to get in the mind of every character. And every
yeah.
and every character, they have to be right. And that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So that's where all the,
yeah.
the conflict, because if you have six main characters in their mind, in their experience, they have to justify
yeah.
their choices. They have to be right
yes.
in their view.
And
isn't that fascinating?
Have, and,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you will have proof. There will be proof for that person that supports their story. So, for example, let's use the two of us. We have things. We knew the steps that we needed to take and what needed
oof.
To happen in our lives.
Oh.
And the
oh.
and the proof showed up for that. And so for our ex-significant others, guess what? The proof showed up.
Sorry.
Their perspective and
I don't
created
mean to laugh.
The proof. Now, right. And so all
nervous
we can
laughter.
Do.
Right.
And this is all we can do, Liz. And I spent a lot, I invested a lot of money to understand that I can acknowledge,
yep.
I can acknowledge, I can say, I understand, I acknowledge.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that it's true for you or me. It just means I acknowledge that you have a perspective.
That's
and
right.
I acknowledge that the universe is going to bring proof to support your story.
That's right.
So when someone says, I can't trust you with our children, or I don't trust you in life, then they're going to find and see things that support their story.
Absolutely.
Whether it's
That's me
showing up in a purple tutu, or if it's somebody else whispering in the ear and saying, you know, I know her to be this, this, and this, or I know. And so
you have no control over that.
Me,
right.
No control over it. Nope.
Uh-uh.
And so that's where the letting go,
yep.
part comes in.
Yep.
And saying, okay,
yep.
when you are so adamant about your story,
yep.
I'm acknowledging your story.
Yep.
And you are obviously, there's some proof that's shown up for you. So
yep.
I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
That's all I can do. Because
that's
the
it.
More we try to push up, the more we try to fight it and push up against it.
Well, with another story.
The thing is,
if you let go of having a story to counter that, do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. Because that story actually, here's a weird thing. If you Google my name,
mm-hmm.
somewhere down like the fifth line, there's someone who's accusing me of stealing her intellectual property.
Okay. So you know what? I'm going to do
and
it right now.
Yeah. Google my name. Okay.
Is
Anna
it with the,
yes.
with the middle initial L or just Anglin?
No, just Anna and then the B-A-N-G.
Okay.
U-I-L-A-N. If you go.
Okay. I'm doing it right now.
Okay. You see it?
It's the honey
you
girl. It's the third thing down.
Yes.
My God.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. This is the woman, actually, she used to call our show all the time. And I'm not going to say her, and I'm not going to say her name.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You don't have to say names. Wait.
Yeah.
You don't have to say names, but she would call the show that I do with Elisa, or she would call a different show?
She did. She did call your show. This is the deal. The woman's a writer, and she wrote for a magazine or a newspaper or something in Florida. And what happened when she called in the shows, she would talk about how they stole her intellectual property. And so we struck up a conversation because she needed some help, because obviously they took her website, they took all this other stuff. And so what I'm realizing
I know who
is
this is.
Now,
I know who this is.
Yeah, you probably do. I know, so I'm not saying names. And
no,
so
no names.
I think said, all right, I want to help you, because what do? I do graphic design and websites, right? So I want to help you. So I put it out there. I put it out there to help her. I wanted to build a website. So we got her a server, and we put her information on there. I put the WordPress on there. I started it for her, and I said, so now you just have to go in and fill up the information. Well, she apparently forgot her username and password, so she contacted me. And I said, I don't have the username and password because you it's set up under you. I set it up, and then you were supposed to go in and change all the information. It's based on your email address. And she said, well, I can't get into that email address. And then I said, well, I can't help you. You can talk to the server people, you know. But since I set her up, you see how the finger got pointed at me? I don't remember.
She's pointing the finger at, like, not just you, like a lot.
A bunch
she has
of people.
This,
yeah.
A rant. So it just says
so
that
is,
she
yes.
obviously has – she obviously needs some support, and she needs. This looks manic to me. Looks very manic.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is the deal. And so there were a lot of people that found me actually and started talking to me about the whole situation, because they are out there, right? They're out there doing.
Well, people are Googling you. That's what they're going
to
see. That hurts you.
Well, but here's the deal, though. You know, does it hurt me? Does it really hurt me?
No, not literally, good press.
If I'm,
wow.
Well, sure, it's not good press. And at the same time, when you look at that, does that seem
rational? She's not well. No.
You? Yeah. Okay.
No.
All right. Yeah. So my thing is this. There's a couple of people who tried to fight this, I mean, in the court system, because she was doing the same thing to them.
So a bunch of other people, right.
Accusing people of stealing her writing and stuff. And this is my thing. If anybody approaches me about this, I say, this is the deal. If you find her, read her writing.
And then figure it out.
Read my writing.
Right. Yeah, no.
And then compare the two.
It's very manic.
So
it's very manic.
My thing is
right.
this: the more energy that you know was being put into it, and this is what I told like this group of people who were like contacting me. I said, listen, the more energy you put into it, the tighter that knot's going to be, and the bigger that story is going to be for her to support her belief. Do you understand
right.
that this is a belief for her? Every person that ever reaches out a hand to her, and I will tell you. Not a dime, not a penny of money exchanged hands with the two of us. There was no money exchange. I did things because I wanted to help this woman.
Right.
And it turned out like that. And so it could have done two things. It could have totally shut me down and said, you know, I'm not gonna step out and try to help people. That's ridiculous. You know, that's ridiculous. And instead of that, I choose to understand her perspective and her story. I was not able to help her get into her website that she had total control over. I mean, that's
wow.
having total control over. I said, so she can yell at me and get mad at me and get upset at me, and yet I have no control over that.
And can affect you.
Yeah, it when you allow it to, it can. And it disturbed me in the
sure.
beginning, but here's what happened, because we had for years, and this has been years now, for years I kept her emails because we were going back and forth. And
right.
the more I tried to prove my story or help her understand, do you know how twisted the conversation got? And,
yeah.
and
no,
I
she's
finally,
not well.
After about five or six emails, I said, you know, I understand that some people took your property and I can't help you with that. I said, I was doing my
damaged,
best. Right.
The damaged
you're
person.
Trying to reason.
Yeah.
I said, you have absolute control. Here's the information that this is all I have. I mean, really. And I gave her that the first email. This is all I have. And I said, you know, I hope you have a great life. I don't, you know, how do I say, I'm not mad at you. I understand that there's something going on. And obviously a repeated pattern. If people are stealing, to me, and looking at that and say, you know, not just you, but all these other people are stealing your intellectual property. And that's your thing. That's her thing. And that's her way of, I believe, getting attention from people and trying to get people to acknowledge her as a writer, I guess. I don't know. I don't even know where you would read any of her stuff. So
we don't need to know.
You don't need to know. And that's what I'm saying. A lot of people have kind of said what you said, you know, oh, some people are like, you need to take care of that. No, I don't.
No,
I don't
you really don't.
I want to show, I want to use it as an example of stories being supported by
yes.
a perspective.
She it's gave you a teaching tool. She gave you actually, thank you.
She
thank
gave
you for giving me a
teaching
tool.
Right. And here's my thing. Either I laugh because I'm like, well, people could say, well, you know, she's not doing anything about it because she's egocentric. And that's another thing, too. It's like I actually had this conversation with an actual person I met a couple of days ago. This gentleman, he's so kind. He's so gentle. He's a therapist, and he works with kids mostly. And I happened to be hanging out with some friends and met him. And he's so gentle. And he, in general, he's like, I told him, I said, you know, sometimes when things happen, it's so exciting, and I want to go, this is happening to me, blah, 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 you know? And then I don't want it to be like my ego.
Right.
My ego needs to be pet, or, you know, it's because it's not really that. It's just more of the excitement in me, and I'm jumping around.
Yeah, you're excited, and you want to share,
like,
but it's not received.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's not received in a way. And he was like, yeah, he goes, no, I totally understand that. And I said, you know, I told him, I just want to be of service. I just want to help myself and people. You know, I want to
right.
understand.
And you're doing that.
My story and how, yeah, and that's what he said. Because actually, he said a few people that want to play your that I know will want to play your money game. And so, because he and I got into this really great conversation about core beliefs, and you're like, you know, who does that?
Right.
who goes and hangs out with friends and gets into, like, me, I do it. That's what I do.
Yep.
I love those conversations about philosophy and core belief. And, oh, my gosh, I soak it up. So, I look at that and I look at different things. It's like I could allow that post or that finding or whatever when you Google.
That search,
I could have it bother me,
good for you.
And, like a little.
And it's great that you don't. You proved your point. And if you look at everything else, when surrounding that, that's who you are. When
yeah, and so I'm looking at that and I'm like, you know, gosh, that's kind of in the middle of everything about me and how funny that is. And then I'm like, well, to me, the people that I'm going to attract are people that would understand that there's
right.
something weird going on there. That's not my story.
Oh, you can see it immediately.
And so, so I look at it as I don't react to it. Like there have been people who've messaged me and said, I Googled you and this thing came up. I said, yes, somebody had an issue. And if you'd like me to explain my perspective, I will. And I could probably explain
her
perspective
too. Take a look at the link and then it speaks for itself. I would just say the post speaks for itself. Take a look.
Yeah. And
because it's
so
you and a whole bunch of other people. That's it.
Yeah. And so my thing is I don't call attention to it except to teach with it. And, you know, and that's another thing like somebody brought out too. Like they're telling their story and I cut them off. I kind of say, whoa, hold on right there. And they say, well, wait, you're cutting me off. And you told your story. I said, yes, I'm not saying don't tell your story. I want you to tell your story and then I want you to tell me what gift you received from your story.
Right.
See the difference in that? And they
you're
say,
doing
what?
A pattern
I
interrupt.
Said, you received a gift. I said, if you're listening, when I tell my story, I said, I tell you the gift. I tell you what I appreciate about what happened with me and interacting with other people. I tell you how I worked through my grief when my mother passed. I told you, I said, when you listen to any of my stories, you will see how I, you know, my coin phrase is bless the mess. So when you can tell me your blessings, you can tell me your story all day long. Just tell me your blessings while you're telling me your story. And that throws people off.
Right.
I mean, a gift. It's like, yeah, there's a gift. You know, and I'm out of a lot of those gifts, especially with couples that I talk to. I said, out of that gift, mostly, you know, the first things on your list are especially the ones with kids. Those are your gifts right there. I mean, look at that.
Right there.
Like,
right
without
there.
This person, you wouldn't have that person right there. I mean, I have a coach, one of my life coaching clients, and we're talking, and she has a daughter whose father isn't really connected with the daughter. He's trying to get in there, but that's the thing. It's like she can get frustrated with him, and without him, she wouldn't have this beautiful young lady.
That's
and so
how I feel
shift.
About
it's
the kids.
Keep,
right, right.
Right. I keep saying, same. It's like we dance. We do this dance. And when you can dance this dance from a happy place and say, I understand that I might, you know, for me, I call it, instead of two-stepping, I call it two-tripping. You know, I'm dancing and then I kind of flip over my toes, you know, and then then I'm catching myself, and then it's like I'm back to that dance again, and that's, I'm not saying that's how every life should be, but I'm just saying it's very similar to what every human being, there's zero humans on this planet that are getting through this life unscathed in some form or fashion.
It's impossible.
And especially those of us are in, you know, in our, you know, we're past that 50 mark, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Those of us, we have so many memories and we have so many situations and we have so many things that we can look. And the other day I was saying, wouldn't it be nice to just kind of take out all those past, like all the gooey, icky past stuff and be present in our now? But then if you really looked at that, would you really
You wouldn't be who you are without it. You wouldn't be who you are. You would not be
be
able to help and support the people to the degree that you're doing that. And and to take sort of pride in your scar tissue that you've earned your stripes. Mm-hmm. Take pride in that, where pretty much anybody can call into the show, and we can address whatever it is with some degree of compassion and firsthand knowledge what it is. With very little exception, what it is that they're going through. I have a dear friend who just lost his wife, who was a very good friend of mine, And we are on the phone at least once or twice a day for a long, long time. He doesn't know about this show. He doesn't know about my mediumship abilities. And I'm taking her cue. I am taking her lead because she's very present, and she wants me to be there for him. And I'm like the only one that he talks to on a consistent basis, and that there's no ego in that. It's because of the trauma and the loss and the grief that I have experienced, I know to embrace his process. Where a lot of people are trying to control it, manipulate it, whatever. I know too that he's going through a very necessary psychological episode because his brain is reconfiguring itself to process this trauma.
And he's that's got gonna, widow's fog right now. Yeah, he's got
he's a widow.
Fog.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it's devastating.
It's a fogginess, and that I know that happened to you, and I know that happened to me. And even though ours ours didn't leave the planet, that there's the fog there that kind of you almost cannot make a sane decision, if you will.
You need to be
the way it's That's right.
And what's so fascinating is that we experienced that in the aftermath of experiencing major loss and grief, you with your mother and me with my daughter. And to even think, to come to that conclusion, and I said this to him the other day, I had no idea that my pain, my threshold for pain could even be more profound than what I experienced with loss. And guess what? This is more painful. Who knew?
Who knew?
And you said the same thing. Who? We thought that was it. So to have all that tempered where now we have the bookends. We have the bookends of a loss that we had no control over. We have the bookend of a family becoming broken, for lack of a better word, or reconfigured, whatever you want to call it. And then we find ourselves discovering and meeting ourselves, I believe, for the very first time. And that's for the rest of our lives, that we will continually evolve into stepping into right relationship with ourselves. And then all of a sudden, you give yourself a little break. I've never done that in my entire life. It's starting now. And I'm so humbled and so grateful for everything that I have.
Yeah,
so the timing with your money game has been really concurrent with, and you know what's so funny? I got booked to do another little appearance this Saturday for cash. I'm like, what the hell is it? This is like the third cash thing since I started the money game. Isn't that funny?
That's awesome.
I'm like, okay. And so what I love about the money game, too, is that so you read your little blurb, you write your check, you write what you're going to spend it on, and I just have fun with it. I don't research anything. I'm like, well, I'm going to have $5,000 to, you know, buy this piece of furniture, and then I'm going to give my son $8,000 because he needs it for that, and then I'm going to do $2,000, and I'm just going to go away someplace for a long weekend and spend lots of money. You know, I just make it very playful, very fun, very quick. But what I really enjoy – what I really enjoy, because I think it grounds everything, so I flip the page over, and what I really enjoy, and I put a heading, I write proof, and I find the proof, whether it's a, it's an energetic evidence, whether it's tangible physical evidence, it doesn't matter.
No.
I have an interview for to be a guest teacher at this very privileged rich people school, which really makes me laugh, to teach an acting class for 4 weeks in May. I'm meeting the person in person because I can, and I did a little research. It turns out we have people in common. I let them know. We have people in common.
No.
I could get it. I could not get it, but I think I have a good shot at getting it. Because there's so much context. There's so much context now. And that's it. So I feel like, yes, I may not have tangible evidence right this second, but I'm shifting into that belief that, yep, here I go again, from fear to that quiet understanding and that knowledge and awareness that I am taken care of. And I always have been, and I always will be. That's suspension of disbelief.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to
it's
be
shifting,
in.
And it's shifting the, back to science. It's shifting those neural pathways. It's changing how you're looking at things. And when you, when you turn it and you just acknowledge the possibility.
Very simply, the Martin Luther King quote where he's like, it's not about, where the staircase is taking you, but it's just taking that first step. And to sort of trust that there's a progress. But yeah, the fact that you're doing this, I think it's great because you're investing in yourself too. As you're helping others, you're shifting your situation where, yes, you can go on a family trip. You can plan coming to spend a week in New York, with your significant other, and to help a girl out who needs work in her apartment, So all of those wonderful possibilities. It's freedom, and you're finding, and we're finding our pathway to freedom, really. You know, and it doesn't mean, oh, I have kids that are holding me down or this. No, it's none of that. It's just freedom go ahead.
No, I'm saying that I'm right with you.
That you are in relationship with yourself. It's completely uncharted territory. It's brand new. And to feel like, wow, that's not loneliness. That's beautiful. That's, I'm calling the shots. This is a full, rich, adventurous, fun, incredible, crazy adventure of a life where every day feels like a lifetime. So much happens.
And then watch how things shift and watch how it shows up.
And without the chaos. And this show felt like it was 5 minutes long. Oh, my God. I just looked at the time like, oh, my Lord have mercy.
Anyway.
I love you so much.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, girl. I appreciate you, girl. I'll be texting you later because I'm going to be booking flights for you guys. Anyway, if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday. Hopefully Elisa's voice will be back. If not, I'm sure you and I will be back, whatever. Maybe the three of us will be back. Who knows? But that's what life is, full of surprises. This coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Thanks for listening. Love you so much.
Thanks. Yeah.